The dominant stag is so busy guarding his harem of females that he doesn't eat. And that leaves him weak. This is the opportunity the newcomer has been waiting for. The dominant stag is tired, but he has to fight once again if he is to keep his females. For the newcomer, it's now or never. Taken over by the newcomer. At the end of this season, he will return to the mountains victorious. Almost all the grasslands in our isles are now managed by and for people. Whether in the future we choose to make room in them for wildlife is up to us.
Yeah, there you go. That is a little bit of the Killarney segments, or one of the Killarney segments, and one of the Kerry segments of the Wild Isles television programme on BBC last night. David Attenborough voicing the magnificent scenes of two stags doing what they've done for thousands of years in Kerry and in Ireland, and battling it out for control of their harem. If you were watching it, we want your views. What did you make of the programme? How did it look? How did Killarney look? How did Kerry look? Was it as glorious as it promised to be? We want to hear your views on it last night, and what did it give you a new appreciation, I suppose, of what we have on our doorstep here. With me to talk about this is two people we asked to watch the programme for us last night. One is former Fianna Fáil councillor John Joe Cutter. He spent a lot of time in the Killarney National Park. Peter O'Toole as well, former conservation ranger at Killarney National Park and photographer dedicated to Killarney National Park. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Johnny.
Can I start with you, John Joe? Look, what did you make of it? Was that the highlight, the Battle of the Stags?
It's fascinating, and I mean, the way it's filmed is exceptional. It really shows it as it is in reality, you know, and the whole way it's portrayed is absolutely super, and a great advertisement, I suppose, for Killarney and Killarney National Park, you know. I mean, there are issues there, obviously, with the deer, but this is as it should be. This is as how it has been, I suppose, for thousands of years, which is what really makes it special, the fact that these deer are so, have been there for thousands of years and are the most pure, you know, breed of Kerry deer or deer, red deer in Europe, really. So it was a huge benefit to Killarney, and beautifully portrayed. And the music, I think, the way it's filmed, everything looked wonderful.
Yeah, looked absolutely spectacular. Peter, what's your view on your initial view on the programme?
Oh, fantastic, Jerry. I mean, the footage was outstanding. You know, those guys, the BBC crew spent about, I think it was about 10 days in there, and they must have, you know, they were on the lowlands and the uplands, and they must have got a huge amount of footage, but they boiled it down to that bit. But the stag fighting in the water was incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's a rare enough sighting to capture that. Do you know what I mean? Most of the fighting takes place on land, but it's often the case they fight there at the edge of the lake, you know, but it's not captured. It's difficult to get. And those guys were in hides for, you know, for days at a time and before they got that footage. But it was incredible. And I mean, it was a great advertisement for Killarney to showcase the natural beauty of the area, you know, and the 26,000 acres of the National Park. I mean, you have mountains, lakes and woodlands, and it's just a unique area with the, you know, the different habitat types within that area, and then having the last population of native red deer in Ireland as well, of course, you know, and they homed in on that, and it was just the footage, all the footage by in Attenborough's programs are
exceptional anyway.
He's an amazing man, and you know, he's been ringing the alarm bells for the natural environment for many decades, probably now at this stage, and you know, hopefully we're listening. But at the same time, look, last night it was incredible. There was one shot where the stags kind of, they were fighting, and then they just took a break, and they were, the water was running off them, and the light and the, you know, the sounds, it was incredible, like, to see it. Do you know what I mean?
It was a segment was filmed in and around the National Park by the crew that included cameraman Simon King and producer-director Nick Gates, and they stayed for 3 weeks in Killarney, and they'd leave before dawn each morning and wouldn't return to their base at the Castleboss Hotel until after dark for a hot meal. And look, it rained a lot. They were in their hide on patches of boggy ground, water levels coming up near the top of his wellies at one stage, apparently, at the end of the shoot. But the patience it took, it did pay off with an amazing scene, Peter.
Can I just the one thing I would say, and I don't like, I don't want to criticise it because it was amazing.
No, feel free, we're reviewing the programme.
No, but I don't know why it was said, but it was said that the deer, that they spent the summer on the mountain and they came down to the lowlands for the rut. And when the rut was over, they went back to the mountains. And in actual fact, those red, large red deer stags, they're born in the lowlands and they never leave the lowlands. So I don't know why that was included, but you know, those animals are large in body size, and there's no way they could sustain that kind of a body weight on the mountain and the poor habitat like the mountain. So, you know, we know that from having about, we at one stage we 50% of the lowland population ear tagged in that area. And we know from the calf stage to the adult stage that they never left the lowlands. You know what I mean? So
John Joe, look, the cinematography of it and the views of and it looks sumptuous, like some of the shots of the stag walking across the edge of the lake with the mountains. It's rivals anything that you'll see anywhere in the world in the David Attenborough documentary for scenery.
Without a doubt. And the fact that, like, it's David Attenborough, which, you know, would be at the pinnacle of that type of filming, and the fact that he did that in Killarney, and as Peter said, it looks so spectacular that it was done. You know, it'll draw you to a national park. It promotes it so well, and I suppose just to take up what Peter was saying there, I suppose maybe in the past, you know, and again, not being negative, but I suppose there is a problem with the numbers of red deer. We have too many, which is probably a better situation than it was in previous times when it was down to, I believe, as low as 60. But I presume some of the reason that in the past, maybe they would have been going to the higher ground and then having come down for the mating season. But the reality is that that's the fact of the matter. But, you know, like I said, it's for what the kind of filming that was done on this, you couldn't buy it, really. It is spectacular. And I suppose it also highlights the fact that, you know, we should be really concentrating on managing the whole thing better, because there is definitely a need for a huge improvement and the management of the deer and other parts of the national park. So it does highlight that, I suppose. It brings it home. And when you talk about the loss of habitat and the loss of even butterfly species, I think you said 80% were at risk.
Yeah,
that's a huge number, and like, it just goes to show that things are as half, actually, so half the butterflies were at risk. But it just goes to show that management, and there needs to be funding put in and a plan put in place to keep that, you know, that wonderful asset that we have.
Peter, we also saw footage of basking sharks off the southwest coast as part of the programme.
Did we last night? I didn't see it.
Was it not last night? No, I thought there was
Last night's team was grasslands, I think. I think we were mostly on terra firma.
On terra firma.
Well, as John Joe mentioned there, I must say again, like, just a little bit of history on the red deer, that in the past, it's only in recent years again that we are seeing red deer in that area, you know, on the lowlands at one time for maybe a period of 200 years when it was privately owned as an estate, the Kinmare estate, that area. Deer were not allowed in the lowlands. The gamekeepers wouldn't allow deer to become established on the lowlands because they were damaging crops and trees, etc. So deer were pushed onto the mountain at that stage, and they were managed on the mountain. And the mountain is a very poor habitat for deer, and the deer suffered as a result. But they managed them on the waste ground, if you like, the ground they had no other use for, and they were used for hunting purposes on the mountain. But it's only in recent years again now that the numbers have started to increase on the lowlands, and people are seeing more and more deer in those areas, and it's a spectacular sight to see those large bodied animals. Now they're attaining their full potential in those grassland areas, and we are seeing all this, you know, like the footage you saw last night, spectacular stuff, and people are flocking to the area now during the rutting season around Knockrea, where it's so accessible, you know. So
yeah,
it's a huge thing for at the moment. It's the photographers almost overrun the place during the rutting season now at this stage. So, you know,
yeah, will fantastic. We see, John Judge, you think this bring more people to Killarney or to the national park?
Well, I would think so. I mean, I'd be very much, as Peter would be, a very much outdoors person. And if you watch that, it certainly, you know, would draw you to a place to see that, because look, I mean, it's not every place, it's very few places in the world you can actually go to see that. And to think that we have it on our doorstep, that they are pure deer, red deer, it certainly would. It would, you know, people for the outdoor photography, or just people who are, which is, I suppose, it's something in all of us, maybe in nature, that we're all kind of drawn to it. But for the people who are actively drawn to it, yes, certainly it would. It portrayed it very well. And I kind of go back again to say what I'm saying about, you know, about minding them and managing them. And it didn't, you know, obviously didn't highlight that last night, but it's something that, you know, you'd hate to think that there's a possibility that we could lose that, and we very, very nearly did at one stage. And it would be, you know, remiss of everyone if that was ever in danger again. So that's one of the things, I suppose, that might, you know, should be highlighted out of it, it needs to be managed more, so that we can always be guaranteed that we'd have that, because like I said, it's, you cannot buy it, it's there in nature, and it has to be nurtured and minded and managed.
That's a key message, Peter, would you take out of this program? Do you think that with the programs like this will help with that message, Peter?
Oh, I think so. I suppose people looking at that type of footage will gain more of an appreciation of what we have. Do you know what I mean? The natural environment is a huge part of who we are, and we're realizing that more and more now with the biodiversity crisis. And, you know, I mean, the National Park, even for local people here, you know, they love it, you know, and people come from all over Munster on weekends there just to walk in Killarney National Park. And I mean, when you walk into the park, you're walking in nature, really, and it's a huge part of who we are and what we are, and it's good for the mind and the body, you know, going through those, you know, natural habitat areas and seeing wildlife and that kind of thing. So, as John just said, like, you know, it's down to us to manage it in the right way and make sure that it's sustainable and it's, you know, that it's there for future generations, you know, and Attenborough's pushing that message all the time, you know, about sustainability and the fact that that's not really happening in lots of places. I'm afraid it is backwards we are going, you know, so hopefully all that can be rectified in the future as we gain more of an insight into it and more of an appreciation for us, you know. So
Yeah. And look, there's a wider context and a wider discussion, John Joe, down the line, like obviously as we continually have here, about the management of the national park, but it really is a jewel for us to be proud of, as shown in this programme.
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt. And I mean, there are a lot of people who are, you know, actively involved in doing just that. And Peter is one of those. We meet Sunday mornings there at the Rhododendron, and there's a great bunch of volunteers there and do a huge amount of work. You know, and nobody wants any credit for it. All they want is that that whatever work is done, that it's backed up afterwards. And I understand from the point of view of the National Park, there were more people employed there before, and the numbers aren't as high as there should be, really. And it's important that, you know, that the government, I suppose, it's in Kerry here, and it's maybe a little bit forgotten in that sense, that it should be funded more in a way that it can be managed better, because I know the staff there are doing the best they can, but the numbers just aren't enough to do what needs to be done. And it's such an asset to have. It's a central part of what Killarney is about, and it's, you know, it just, I suppose that just brings home to you the beauty of nature and how important it is to mind it. So I'd be hopeful that, you know, like Peter was saying there, that something, you know, would come out of it. All that promotion of that thing makes people more aware of how valuable and how important it is, and it is nature, and we should never, like as I said there, I think for the 80% of the Lapland, the Lapwings have dropped off by over 80%.
The national bird
are at risk. And the other thing with David Attenborough, to be fair, he has, you know, nature's, it's, if it's looked after, it comes back. I remember a program he did once there, and it was, I think it was in the Pacific, and they had an area of it, exclusion, quite a large area. But one of the things that was very, you know, hopeful was the fact how quickly
everything
began to return. It is possible. It is just a matter of will to do it, and it is extremely important that will is there.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, listen, gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for talking to us and looking at the programme.
Thanks.
That's John Joe Cullerty there with us on the line, and also Peter O'Toole, former conservation ranger at Killarney National Park, looking at that broken wild isles last night in BBC. If you watched it, if you saw the Killarney segments of it, you watched the programme as a whole, let us know what was your review, how things looked, how it went. Give us your thoughts on that.